A gentle, light snow continues across much of our area this afternoon. As expected, this snow has not amounted to much during the day. Snow will pick up in intensity tonight and continue through about midday tomorrow, resulting in a light to moderate accumulation of snow across much of our area. It's all being driven by a storm that will develop and deepen to our south out over the ocean. As that storm deepens tonight and lifts to the northeast, we'll see that snow intensity pick up a little bit. So even though the snow has not been especially heavy today, the snow will pick up enough this evening that roads will begin to turn pretty slippery in spots, especially where there is no treatment. So if you happen to have evening plans, prepare for road conditions to deteriorate as the evening moves along. Snow continues overnight into tomorrow morning, so it looks like the Wednesday morning commute will be slippery across the area, with snow falling across much of our area. I will mention that across the far south, especially south of I-84, some mixing with sleet or rain may occur, but for most of us, this looks to be a mainly snow event. Snow continues through tomorrow morning. It looks to wind down around midday across most of our area, though it may linger into tomorrow afternoon, especially across New England, and a few snow showers may linger right into tomorrow evening's commute. So the commutes tomorrow are snowy in the morning, likely not snowing for the evening commute tomorrow, but there may still be some slippery spots on the roads. Now, in terms of accumulation, we're looking at an average of about 3 to 7 inches of snow across most of our area. The snow amounts are likely to be lighter farther north near the Canadian border. In terms of heavier snow amounts, we're likely to see potentially 8 or 9 inches pile up across portions of the Catskills, the Taconics, the Berkshires, southern Vermont, and also northwestern Connecticut. Again, the storm will be out of here around lunchtime tomorrow, and we'll call it seasonably cool for the remainder of the week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, cloudy with snow likely, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow likely through early afternoon, then some lingering snow showers for the rest of the day, high 25 to 30. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with snow likely, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with snow likely during the morning, and some lingering snow showers during the afternoon, high 25 to 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, cloudy with snow likely, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with snow likely. Some mixing is possible, especially south of I-84, high 30 to 35. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with snow likely, low 20 to 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with snow likely through early afternoon. Maybe a few flurries linger for the rest of the day, with a high temperature around 30 degrees. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Some scattered mountain snow showers are possible, with highs in the 20s to around 30. And then on Friday, a blend of sun and clouds, chance for a few flurries or snow showers, high 30 to 35. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.